And so, can you not see the value of spending 10 or 15 minutes every day deliberately setting forth powerful thoughts in combination with great, powerful, passionate, positive emotion in order to attract circumstances and events into your life experience that are to your wanting? We see great value in that, and that is what we are offering now, is the process by which you may spend a little bit of time in every day where you will intentionally attract into your experience the health, the vitality, the prosperity, the interaction with others, all the things that make up your vision of what perfect life experience for you would be. That will be a changing thing, friends. For as you intend and receive, you will not only receive the benefit of that which you have created, you will also receive a new perspective from which your intentions will be different. That is what evolution and growth are about. Here is the process. You are going to go to a sort of workshop every day. Not for a long period of time. 15 minutes is a good amount of time, 20 at most. This workshop need not be the same place in every day. It is good if it is a place where you are not distracted. And it is not a place where you will enter an altered state of consciousness. It is not a meditative state. It is a place where you will go, clearly giving thought to what you are wanting, giving thought with such clarity that your inner being responds by offering emotion. Before you go to this place, it is important that you be happy. For as you go there not happy or feeling no emotion, then your work will not be of great value, for your attracting power will not be there. When we say happy, we are not speaking of that jumping up and down sort of excitement. We mean an uplifted, light-hearted feeling, that sort of feeling where all is well. And so we recommend that you do whatever it takes to get happy. For each of you, it is a different process. For Esther, hearing music is a very fast way to get that uplifted, happy feeling. Not all music. And not even the same music every time. For some of you, it is interacting with animals or being near water that is moving. And once you bring yourself to that feeling, then sit. And now you are in your workshop. Your work here in this workshop is to assimilate data that you have been collecting from your real life experience, interacting with others, moving in and out of your physical environment. Bringing the data together in a sort of picture of self, a picture that satisfies and pleases you. Your life experience outside of your workshop is of great value. And as you are moving around through your day, no matter what you are doing, as you are going to work, as you are working around your home, as you are interacting with your mate or your friends or your children or your parents, if you will use that time with one of your intentions being to collect data, looking for things that you like that you may bring into your workshop, then you will find every day a day of fun. Have you ever gone on a shopping spree where you had some money in your pocket and your intent on this spree was to find something that you wanted to spend your money for? And as you are looking around, there are many things that you don't want. Your intent being to find something that you want to exchange for the dollars. Well, that is the way we would like you to look at every day of your life experience, as if you have a pocket full of something that you are exchanging for this data. You may see someone who has a joyful personality collect that data, intending to bring it into your workshop later. You may see someone driving an automobile that you would like collect that data. You may see an occupation that pleases you. Whatever it is that you are seeing that pleases you, remember it, even write it down if you are wanting. As you see anything that you think you would like to be your life experience, see yourself as collecting the data in a sort of mental bank. And then when you go into your workshop, you can begin assimilating the data. And as you assimilate the data, you will prepare a picture of self from which you will begin attracting into your experience. If you are able to grasp that your work, no matter what other activities you are performing, your real work is to look around for things that you want with the intent of bringing them into the workshop in order to create your vision of self from which you will attract, then you will come to know that there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have. And so now you are happy and you are sitting someplace in your workshop, and let us offer you a sort of example of the way you may do your work in your workshop. I like being here, for I recognize the value and power of this time. I feel very good as I am here. And as I see myself in a sort of total package, a package that I know is of my own creating, and certainly a package of my choosing. I am full of energy in this picture of self, tireless really, moving through life experience with no resistance. As I see myself gliding about in this picture of self, moving in and out of my car, in and out of buildings, in and out of rooms, in and out of conversations, in and out of life experience, I see myself flowing effortlessly, comfortably, and happily. I see myself attracting only those who are in harmony with my current intent, and I see myself clearer and clearer in every moment about what it is I am wanting. When I get into my automobile and I'm moving to a place, I see myself arriving at that place healthy and refreshed and on time and prepared for whatever it is that I'm about to do there. I see myself dressed to perfection in just the manner that I choose for self. And it is nice to know that it matters not what others are doing or what others are even thinking about what I am doing. What is important is that I am pleased with me. And as I see myself in this picture of self, I certainly am. I recognize that I am unlimited in all facets of my life. I have a bank account, a checkbook balance that is not limited. And as I see myself moving through life experience, it is exhilarating to know that there is nothing that I am doing limited by dollars. I'm making all of my decisions based upon whether I want the experience or not, not based upon whether I can afford the experience or not. For I have recognized finally that I am a magnet that attracts whatever prosperity, whatever health, whatever relationships that I choose at any point in time. I choose absolute and continuing abundance, for I understand that there is not a limit to the abundance in the universe, and that by my attracting it to me, I am not limiting another. There is enough for everyone, and the key is for us to see it and want it, and then we will attract it. And so I have chosen unlimited, not necessarily putting a big stash away, for I am understanding that I have the power to attract it as I am wanting it for whatever I am wanting it for. And as I think of something else that I am wanting, the dollars flow to me easily. And so I have an unlimited supply of dollars or abundance or prosperity. There are abundances in all aspects of my life. I see myself surrounded by others who, like me, are wanting growth, who are drawn to me by my willingness to allow them to be or do or have whatever they are wanting, while I do not need to draw into my experience those things that they may be choosing that I do not like. I see myself interacting with others, talking, laughing, enjoying that which is perfect in them, while they enjoy that which is perfect in me. All of us appreciating one another, and none of us criticizing or noticing those things that we are not liking. I see myself in perfect health. I see myself in absolute prosperity. I see myself invigorated with life, appreciating again this physical life experience which I wanted so very much as I decided to be a physical being. It is glorious to be here, a physical being, making decisions with my physical brain, but accessing the power of the universe through the power of the law of attraction. And it is from this marvelous state of being that I now attract more of same. It is good. It is fun. I am liking it very much. And now my work for this day is done. I will leave this workshop and I will set out the remainder of this day looking for more things that I like. It is nice to know that if I see one who is prosperous but sick, I do not need to bring the whole package into my workshop, just the part that I like. So I will bring the example of prosperity while I will leave the example of sickness out. My work is done. You have some questions for us upon this subject?
Yes, some questions that others have asked and that I think will be relevant to those listening to this tape. First, you spoke of these major laws, universal laws. Are there some laws that are not universal?
There are many that you may call laws. We reserve our definition of law for those things that are universal. In other words, as you enter into this physical dimension, you have the agreement of time, the agreement of gravity, the agreement of this perception of space, where that is not universal, for there are other dimensions that do not share that experience. In many cases where you may use the word law, we would use the word agreement instead.
Okay, good.